grace has touched you through this broadcast? We'd love to hear it. Tomorrow on In Touch, we'll discover more about the crucial connection between prayer and faith as our series, Learning to Pray the Bible Way, continues. Be back Tuesday on In Touch, the teaching ministry of Dr. Charles Stanley. This program is a presentation of In Touch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia, and remains on this station through the grace of God and your faithful prayers and gifts.
And you can reach us at 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And Karen, talk about a pledge. A lot of people find that to work well when they're busy in the mornings and maybe driving on the way out to work.
That's right. A pledge is, if you would like to actually get in on this particular matching funds and you're driving down the highway, but you don't want to be messing around trying to get your credit card out, you can call in and make a pledge of whatever the amount the Lord has put upon your heart. And we'll go ahead and get that added in. And at a later date, you can call back with your card number and we can get that all straightened out. But if you do not have resources available, but you'd like to put a donation in, you could call in a pledge as well. And it's as good as done. And then whenever those resources become available, you could just send those in or send that in.
And we should say that the wood chipper found an error in our accounting that this morning we were able to correct. And so it's a little bit of housekeeping. Explain that to us, Miss Karen, since I'm sure you understand it.
Dave has to explain the wood chipper situation first.
The wood chipper.
Karen is the wood chipper.
And she is the wood chipper.
She takes all this raw material.
She
and
does.
She gets to the wood chipper. We go,
right.
And what comes out is a nice condensation of the truth that we can then operate on, you know.
So we can get rid of the fluff and the
all that excess and it all done.
Anything
it's really
that's
important.
Excess. But on this particular occasion, it was actually a donation that was entered twice by mistake.
Mm-hmm.
But she found that.
Well, yes. And it,
well, you just thought about it. Did
I
it keep you up at night?
I mulled it over the whole weekend. No.
That's right. Gave up hours of sleep.
Hours of sleep.
To try to process this.
Well, I mean, you know, the rest of the story is that, you know, we had two recorded donations for Leonard.
Yeah.
And they were in the amount of $113.40 when there was one pledge made.
Yes.
And so we ended up with an in-house discrepancy because they happen sometimes. It happens sometimes. So we have now corrected that, and I believe Karen will be able to enjoy her tea. which would have been a real problem had we not resolved that early this morning.
I really didn't lose any sleep over it.
Oh, good.
But it was, I mean, because it happened early last week, and I just forgot to make a note to check on that.
Well, that's good, because now we have it corrected.
But I noticed there was something nipping at your mind this morning.
Nipping at her mind.
I wasn't sure what it was, and you weren't either, but then suddenly it coalesced.
Well, it wasn't quite suddenly. It took a while. It
took a while
for it. And,
yeah, I guess.
And Sherry did some digging out there, and, you know, small shovel, but.
It was a team effort.
It was. Yeah. And we were all straining our brains while, you know, we just had to clarify this. We could have just said, so what do we what's right, Karen? She already knew, you know. But anyhow, it has been straightened out, and so we thank Leonard for that one-time pledge of $113.40 instead of two-time pledges. So we now have that correct.
That
thank
40
you.
40 cents was hanging me up.
That's
the 40
what it
cents
was.
Got
that's
it
was.
Right.
What it was.
Okay, Angela has made an online donation of $25. Angela, we want to thank you for that donation. And Robert has made a $20 donation, and these are all going to go into the matching fund, which I am going to have to add in. And then we have Gary, who has made a $25 donation. So all those are going to go in his matching fund. So thank you very much. And phone numbers?
772-221-1100 is the number to call. 772-221-1100.
You can go online. We are going to be checking online as we move along through the day. We are looking for many donations to come in today. Some will come in by mail whenever the mail comes. When do we expect the mail? 11
tomorrow.
O'clock?
Tomorrow.
No mail today.
No mail today.
Oh, it's a holiday. That's right. We were just talking of that. It's Columbus Day.
Oh,
so the ship does not come in until tomorrow. So tomorrow, or maybe the ship comes in today, they don't get the tea unloaded until tomorrow.
That's right. It's anchored in the bay, but no boats are coming in.
There we go. 772-221-1100. Thank you so very much for supporting Christian Radio right here at WCNO. And the station is working on its 36th year. We're 35 and a half years. April will be 36 years. And this is the way we have met the payments on the bills over the years. We've come to you and raised funds a couple times a year. Sometimes it took a little longer than 2 weeks. We are scheduled for 2 weeks. And we are just going to see what God does, believing God's going to take care of you as well as us in these days. Give us a shout, 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. This is Jeremy Camp, Word of Life.
Word of life, speak to my weary heart. Strengthen my broken parts, lead me to your open arms. Word of truth, illuminate all these lies. The enemy speaks inside, and freedom I will rise. 'Cause you called me out from the grave, so I can live like I've been changed. There is a new song in my soul, and it begins when I breathe in your word of life. Your word of life. Spirit of God, take me to a deeper place. Take me out of what is safe, and I will not be afraid. Spirit of God, fill me with joy again. Spring love from within that cannot be contained. 'Cause you call me out.
Come down.
Amen. We are back. And those phone lines are open, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. We are working on a $9,000 matching funds challenge this morning. And every dollar you give will be matched dollar for dollar.
And that's actually down to $8,450 now, $8,450. So we're making some progress as we move along through the day. And I don't think there's a time on this yet. We're going to have to do that. So we can figure that out here, I think, at some point. We did have a... We had a series of phone calls, Karen. Actually, there were three different phone calls that came in on the 11th at some point on Saturday. Looks like it was maybe 12:45 Saturday afternoon. And sounded like a French accent.
That was for Pastor McKenzie's program.
Oh, so that was a call for the program.
Yes.
Oh, I gotcha. So that's already been prayed for.
Yes.
Okay, excellent. See, you had the rest of the story, so that's great. So that is good, and that's great that they called in. That's very good. All right, so we are right now at $8,450. The phone number is 772-221-1100, and we are looking for your call. Phone line's open right now. Your gift today keeps WCNO on air. And you all were chatting a bit about some of the areas where there's static today, or there's other stations where at one time there were Christian stations, and they're no longer there because other stations came in and bought them out or took the numbers over. And so we have had a large number of inquiries about purchasing this station. And of course, our desire as a team here is that this station continues to be a God-honoring station, and the home office desires that as well. However, the requirement is we must raise the budget. We must raise our operational budget in order for us to be here. So when we tell you we have a budget of $225,000 over 6 months, that is what the budget is. There's not any fluff built into that. That is what we need. So it's important that we fully match that and fully receive that over those 6 months. And just to report on the previous 6 months, we did fully meet that last budget, and that was provided in such a way that we actually started this prayer and share with some mail from September before October. So some of that mail we've been reading as we've been moving along. So that has been beneficial toward these numbers. Well, we currently are at $43,689 because we had that clerical error that we had to correct earlier, which we will not keep bringing up because it has now been fully resolved. So that is a great thing. Stephen, we want to thank you from Port St. Lucie making a donation, and that came in the mail. I think that came in maybe Saturday's mail, so we're just getting to that. Didn't have a lot of mail on Saturday, a little bit, a few pieces. You must have picked that up.
Yes,
maybe
I did.
Four, five, six. Some had already been included in our income, so we were not able to include all of it. But I want to thank Stephen for a $150 donation by check. That's going to go in as matching funds. Give us a call with your donation. It's going to be very beneficial. And we do have another donation that came in the mail on Saturday by check, and it is from Mark in West Palm Beach. Mark, thank you for sending in that donation of $250. Well, we'll give the phone numbers one more time, and then we will go to another song.
That number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you.
all we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever say, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you.
Right, and the number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. This next song is There Was Jesus by Zach Williams, and we are looking to the Lord and looking to you to call in today. Your gift today keeps this ministry strong and on the air, and we do need your support. 772-221-1100.
When the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it now. Well, there was Jesus, in the way, and in the searching, in the healing, in the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces.
forgiveness at a price I've been paid. I'm not perfect, so I thank God every day. Well, there was Jesus.
There was Jesus.
In the way, in the searching, in the healing. Shadows of the alley.